Hey, it's Steve, and welcome to another episode of The Frying Pan, a podcast about the frying pan, a segment I used to do over on WGN Radio on Justin Kaufman's The Download, wherein I would pitch terrible invention and business ideas and let their unsuspecting listeners tear them apart and poke all the holes they could in them via phone call and text and sometimes Twitter. Well, that's about as concise a description of this as I can give. I gotta just cut and paste that sucker. It took me about 30 episodes to get it right. Here's the deal. This week is a very early episode where I pitched a business idea called Seat Yay, like CTA, but Seat Yay. And this was fun because I was so new at this that all the listeners were giving me the benefit of the doubt. You know, as I went on and on with this, obviously people would drop out and realize, oh, this guy's full of goof, and they'd stop even getting angry. But this one really drew up a lot of ire. If you can imagine pitching an app idea. Oh, my music is done. Wow. That's how good it is. Watch this, though. I can get it back. So if you can imagine pitching an app here that allows you to walk onto any crowded bus and have someone get up out of their seat claiming, no, I reserved this seat already on the Seat Yay app, and the anger that would cause on public transportation. This was not lost on WGN listeners, and we had so much fun with it. So please enjoy one of my favorite episodes, Seat Yay.
Steve, are you ready? Give us your idea.
Okay, so everyone loves to ride the bus, not. And there's a big problem with taking the CTA somewhere is that you get on the bus all excited to go from point A to point B, and there isn't a seat for you. So you have to stand and jostle and bump other passengers. So I've got a very cleverly named service that I want to launch called Seat Yay, because when you say it fast, it's like CTA, where you basically get to reserve a seat on a bus, you know, for a dollar or something. So you use the app before you get on the bus, and you reserve a seat on the bus, and you pay the dollar or whatever it costs, and then when you get on the bus, that seat is yours. You get to have that seat.
Okay, I have a ton already. I can think of two or three questions, but I'm going to reserve those questions for our listeners because I don't want to steal their thunder. So the idea is Seat Yay, right?
Yeah, it makes like riding CTA. The bus a premium service. So you are able to reserve a seat on the bus before you get on the bus. So you know when you get on the public bus, there'll be a seat for you. I mean, someone may be in it, but then you just show them on the app. No, right. I pay for the seat.
It's like the Roosevelt icon does the where you can buy the ticket at the movie theater in advance.
Yeah, like an IMAX ticket.
Right. But for the bus.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Seat Yay.
Seat Yay.
So like seat? So you say it fast, and it's like Seat Yay.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's I got a seat on the bus because I paid a little extra for it.
And would you, again, I don't want to ask all the questions because I have some pricing questions and also some logistical questions, but I want to leave that for our audience. 312-981-7200. The number again, 312-981-7200. You can text that number or you can call that number. Questions for Seat Yay. Steve, I'll ask one question as people start to get lined up on the line.
Sure.
Who makes the money? Would this be a CTA thing?
So, no. I mean, I'm guessing I would license from the CTA. I would pay the CTA a portion of every extra purchase. But people are already paying the CTA. They're getting their money because people have to pay to ride the bus. Right. So I would probably have to pay the CTA just to have a seat authority on their rides. Uh-huh. But the company gets the money, after paying whatever royalty I need to the CTA. And it doesn't just have to be a flat fee. It might be, you know, it might just not be a dollar to get a seat. Maybe there's a live auction for every seat on a bus. So you could be, you know, in the same way Uber does with real-time demand, we can. Maybe the seat now is $45 if the bus is really crowded.
Because it's crowded and it's raining or something. Or maybe it's aftertaste of Chicago and it's, you know, the bus that goes home and it's just crazy busy.
Yeah, definitely.
You could just put a premium on the seat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're lining up, man. Lines are lighting up. 312-981-7200. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take a quick break so we can stack these so Pete has a little bit of time to get it going. And what we want from you, WGN listener, yay or nay on Steve's idea, seat yay. Seat yay, a premium service to say it. You say it, Steve.
Well, it turns riding the bus into a premium service where you can reserve a seat ahead of time. So you know that when you get on the bus, you as a premium customer will receive, you know, will have reserved seat treatment on the CTA.
All right. You hear it there. 312-981-7200 or on Twitter at Justin Kaufman or at WGN Radio. We'll be right back in the frying pan. All right, we're back in the frying pan here on the download. I'm Justin Kaufman as we talk to Steve Gadlin, a local innovator, entrepreneur, businessman. He has a new idea that, and this is great, this is amazing. He has a sort of a development deal with Mark Cuban, and he comes to the WGN radio listener first to get a yay or nay to kind of work out. He's almost like a workshop, right, Steve? It's like a workshop for business ideas.
Yeah. It's great. It helps me refine my pitches before I go in for the big money.
So let's do your pitch again. So tonight on the frying pan, we're going with Seat Yay. Tell me about it.
Yeah. So Seat Yay is like a concierge service for riding the bus. While you're waiting at a bus stop, you can open up the app and reserve an actual seat. So you pay a premium. That dollar amount could be based on demand at any given moment. But you pay that money. You pick your seat on the bus so that when you get on the bus, no matter how crowded it is, even if someone's in that seat, you just show them the app. You say, you know what, I actually called dibs on that and paid for it. So they'll get out of the seat and then you have a place to sit.
I see that going well. All right, let's do it. Here we go. Let's open up the lines. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on the frying pan.
Thank you. Please give me 25 seconds uninterrupted. This is the most moronic idea in the history of mankind. Okay? First of all, it's worse than Uberella. Second of all, it's called public transportation for a reason. It's public. Nobody is going to want to get up because somebody flips them, because some frat boy is going to show a 70-year-old woman or a gangbanger his little app and says, get up. Fights will break out. Okay?
Yeah.
This is insane.
All right,
okay?
that's Steve. That's 25 seconds uninterrupted. He came out the gate pretty fast there, Mr. Gadlin. Steve, you know, he sounds like he'd be one of the sharks in the shark tank.
I think he's making assumptions about my customers. They're not frat boys. They're anyone who requires and deserves a premium experience on CTA. And, you know, I think people will. I don't see fights breaking out, and I don't think, you know, realistically, someone who pays a dollar for a seat reservation, if they see that a 70-year-old woman is in the seat, they might ask her to move to another seat, but they're not going to, you know, kick her off the bus. So,
all right.
I don't know. I think that makes a lot of assumptions. I'd like to see this thing tested out in the real world before we go and jump to those conclusions.
Let's go to Bob. Bob, you're on the frying pan. What do you think of Steve's idea?
Yeah, you know, I like it, but there's too many assumptions you're making. One, you got to get everybody to buy into it. Just, again, you know, previous caller a little intense, but it's why do people ride the bus? It's because they don't have any other options. You know, they're looking for a low-cost means of transportation. So think of it. You know, you have folks that are tired. You yourself mentioned they're possibly inebriated. They probably can't afford anything else. So, where, you know, now the concept, again, it's a great on paper. Where does it work? It works at airlines where you're paying megabucks, you got security, you got everybody kind of curting up. You know, the bus driver, I mean, you're not going to have somebody, you know, saying, hey, you know, as the other caller said, you know, I got an app, I'm going to sit down, right, and you got to give up your seat. The bus driver is not a cop.
All right.
I mean, it's like a school bus driver. He's not a cop.
He's not a cop. Thank you, Bob. Steve, he's not a cop.
But people will self-police. I mean, you know, this is just like currency. Money works because we all, as a society, have agreed that paper stuff and that coin you carry in your pocket has value. So the same thing with this app. I think people will instantly see the benefit of this, and they will agree. Some days you're the guy kicking someone out of their seat, but some days you're the guy getting kicked out of your seat. And we all will play all of those roles in society because, you know, I think we respect each other.
It's like a pecking order kind of thing.
Yeah, but, you know, you'll be on both sides of that coin. Everyone
will
be. And I think we'll, yeah.
Let's do a couple more before we go to break. Let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy, what do you think of this idea in the frying pan? Seat yay.
You know, I think it's a good idea in theory, but I think the whole enforcement thing, or I mean, you're kind of limiting yourself. What if someone can't afford a nice cell phone to get the app? I mean, that's just kind of so if they can't afford that phone, then they can't have premium seating. You know, I mean, I think it's a good idea in theory, but I don't know if it'd be easily worked out.
Yeah. Okay.
If
Jeremy,
someone can't afford the app, yeah, but they can do this in the real world. If you go on the bus and you want a seat, you can offer someone cash for that seat. You know, you don't need a smartphone to do it. The smartphone helps you do that on our platform.
It's a cash economy, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And I think people will respect you waving your phone, showing an image that says, you know, this seat has been reserved by CEA. I'm not seeing the problems.
Glenn, you are on the frying pan. What do you think of CEA?
Well, I think it has a lot of merit. But to expand on what he's offering, I think what he also needs is someone on that bus that, let's say, is an assistant seater that he can call and say, you know, like you do when you save a parking space for a car,
it's
you
like
get
dibs.
Like a little, like a minute. You know, you could call him, an ASS seater for short. And I think it has merit. You know, I just hear a lot of negativity.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you for that. He is, with acronym, he's pretty good, man. Glenn comes through. He thinks that you need an assistant seater.
I think that's fine. Once this thing starts pulling in some revenue, there are a lot of buses. You know, there are, take all the routes and then multiply that by the 30 buses that are driving them at any time. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that it's feasible. I think people will need to self-deputize. You know, there will be fans of CEA that ride the bus a lot that will probably step in and help enforce.
Couple of texts before we go to break real quick. Whatever happened to finders keepers?
I don't know if that applies here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Screw this idea. You will be just driving up the price to ride the bus. And if the bus is full, it has no reason to stop.
But we forget that, you know, there are plenty of ways to ride the bus that aren't sitting comfortably in a seat. So we're not driving up the price for those people satisfied with that experience. But for those people looking for a little more, this provides options.
And the last text before we go to the break, bad idea, I want to draw a dog for you. That's what they said to you, Steve. They're taunting you now.
Yeah. That's fine. I'll see them in the tank. But
all right, so we've got a lot of people on the line, and I'm going to take a quick break here. Brian, Paul, Frank, everyone who's texting, stay with us. We're going to spend the next half hour talking more about CEA with Steve Gadlin of Shark Tank as he enters and stays in the frying pan.
You're crazy for taking a bus.
Well, I'm crazy, so what's the fuss?
2 whole days on that stinking bus.
Yes. And I sleep fine. So you take the plane, I'll take the bus this time. Go, Donnie, tell him.
For a price, you can get one of those seats on those buses. It's a download on WGN. We are in our 10 o'clock hour tonight. The Frying Pan with Steve Gadlin from Shark Tank fame. He, of course, also has the company IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He has a development deal with Mark Cuban. He brings his ideas to the WGN radio audience first to workshop them before he goes back into the Shark Tank. Steve, one more time, set up your idea, CTA.
Yeah. So it's a concierge service for people who like to ride the CTA. It is a seat reservation service. So you go to an app, you pay a little extra to book yourself a seat on a public bus, and then when you get on the bus, you can show the app to whoever is sitting in that seat and ask them to move because you paid a little extra for it. So it's a way to turn a bus ride into a premium service for those looking for a little more from public transportation.
All right, let's go to the calls. They've been standing by. through the news. And like I said, we're going to take this to the top of the hour, and there's a lot of people on the line. So let's get at it. Let's go to Mark. Mark, what do you think of the frying pan? What do you think of Steve Gadlin's idea?
Steve, like, this is Mark. Hey, with all due respect, like, I'm an entrepreneur myself, and, like, that's just the worst idea I've ever heard of. I mean, not the worst idea I've ever heard of, but, like, I don't believe that Mark Cuban would sign on to such an idea, and there's no way that idea is going to – you're not going to monetize that idea. That business idea is not going to work. Like, there's no way you can enforce that. Mm-hmm. No one's going to sign up for that.
Thanks, Mark. That's Mark makes a couple of solid points.
I didn't really hear any points there. I just heard him saying this isn't going to work. Mark Cuban would never buy it. And I bet you if I had come onto the frying pan and said I'm going to start a stick figure cat drawing company, Mark would have called to say the same thing. But Mark Cuban happens to own 33% of that stick figure cat drawing company, and we're doing just fine.
You're doing just fine. Okay.
Yeah, I think this Mark lacks a little vision. But that's fine. We all do at some stage in our
life. Hey. We talked about this in the last two frying pans. You know, you don't want to get defensive. If you get defensive in front of some billionaires who want to invest, some venture capitalists, they sense it. They smell it. All right, let's try Brian. Brian, I know you held for a while. What do you think of this idea? You think it's going to work? Welcome to the frying pan.
How you doing, guys? What's going on?
Well, we're trying to make millions. What's up with you?
I know. You know what? You know, I'm trying to make millions too, boss. And I think it's a good idea. It's a clever name. I do think it's a good idea. The movie theaters did it. Hey, they're making money. Mm-hmm. I think it might be tough with any kind of public transportation, you know, the Metro, the CTA, the L. I mean, as far as on the Shark Tank, I don't know. Obviously, you got a good thing going. You know, props to you, because I've been trying to get a hold of them forever. Can't do it. But, you know, good luck. I hope you make it, and I'll be watching. But I think you might have to come up with another one, boss.
All right.
And if there was a way that I could get a hold of you and a website, I would love to throw some of mine at you, because, you know what, I'm just a humble painter. I got six kids, and, you know, I can't afford a lot of the patents and stuff. But let me tell you. There's some good ones out there to be had.
All right. Well, Brian, here's what we're gonna do. Steve, go ahead and give your website so Brian can get a hold of you.
Brian, go to iwantadrawacatforyou.com. Shoot me an email. Mention the show. We'll talk.
Say I'm Brian, the painter with six kids, and you'll remember.
We're gonna talk about birth control, Mr. Six Kids.
Let's go to Steve. Steve, you are on the frying pan. What do you think of Steve Gadlin's idea?
Yeah, hi there. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Yeah, it should be called Seat Nay instead of Seat Yay, okay? Because this is the nuttiest idea. Nobody is going to want to be displaced out of their seat, okay? They paid for the seat. Just because somebody comes along and says, you're out, doesn't mean they're out. It's rude. It's rude on the face of it, and it's going to cause such conflict. I'm so incensed about this idea. I actually called earlier, so I'm probably one of the few people actually who have been on twice. Seat Nay. This is Seat Nay, okay?
Thank you, Steve.
This is outrageous. Drop it.
I appreciate it. Twice. He called twice.
People will be incensed. I don't think people will be incensed. It's the same experience when you're at a restaurant and you're about to sit down at a table, but then Robert De Niro walks in. And the maitre d' tells you, I'm sorry, we actually don't have a table for you anymore. And then you watch Robert De Niro sit down with his party and eat. That's not a bad experience. That's, you know, you look at what's happened and you tweet it to your friends, and that's exciting.
It's so very exciting.
This is similar.
All right, 312-981-7200. That's 981-7200. You can call or you can text. Let's keep going. We'll go through these. Here we go. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're on the frying pan. What do you think of Steve Gatlin's idea?
I think it's imbecilic. I think it's elitist. I think I am a fully getting to Mark Cuban. He may have some great ideas, but I heard a little bit of last week's and this week's. He has no concept of the receptivity of the human race about this.
Mm-hmm.
Public transportation. No one, as someone said, wants to be displaced from a seat. No one's going to believe that, you know, it's like Animal Farm. All animals are equal, but now
right.
Some are more equal than others. Conceptually, I just can't. came on here to create some controversy so a bunch of people call in, because it makes no sense. You may be a brilliant guy about some other ideas, but I haven't heard any yet. That's true.
All right. Thanks, Paul. I appreciate that. Harsh words for Paul, man. He does not like you.
I tell you, I'm not going to get defensive here. That's Paul's opinion. I don't see this as elitist. I see it as a treat for people who work hard. Maybe they stand on the bus 90% of the time, but here they are. They're having a special day. They want to pay that extra 99 cents or a dollar just to have a seat. And I think that's a right we all can afford ourselves in a responsible way that doesn't ruin the experience for other riders.
One of Texas so came in. Here's one of the texts. This is a great role play. If you come up, you got your phone, you go, oh, wow, the side seat. The third side seat. I don't know if you number these or what. You're like, this is mine. And the person goes, I'm not moving.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Well, realistically, you would contact Seat Yay for a refund. I don't want anyone to escalate conflict to the point where there is fisticuffs. I don't want to have to get the driver to get out of his seat. I believe there will be fans of the service who will step up from their seats and help enforce this. So this is a citizen policed, you know, every company has its evangelists. I think this company's evangelists will help to police the situation. And I, you know, maybe I'm an optimist. I don't see conflict happening too often with this.
Let's go to Frank. Frank, you are on the frying pan. Give Steve Gadlin Seat Yay up or Seat Yay down.
Way down. This is the worst idea in the history of ideas. Okay, so if we have a bus that's standing room only, and then someone all of a sudden gets on the bus, walks to the first or second rows of seats, and you show your app that's on your smartphone in your hands to someone who's sitting on the aisle or the window seat or wherever it may be, and say, excuse me, you're going to have to get out of your seat because I paid a dollar extra for this.
Frank, thank you so much.
People would say GFY, and it doesn't stand for good for you.
Okay. That's a good one. So, overwhelming. You know, you were very excited about this. Steve, you do not share your business ideas with us before the show. You thought you had it. Right now, you're setting a record for the nays. I mean, and it looks pretty brutal coming up, too. You got a lot more coming up.
I think Glenn had it. Glenn understood it, and he does every week. And
Glenn. Let's go to Mark.
Know.
Let's go to Mark. Mark, up or down on the seat yay?
Steve, hey, it's Mark. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, I mean, Steve, like, I'm an entrepreneur myself, and, you know, I appreciate what you're trying to do, and, you know, they're starting to do it with movie seats and stuff like that, but it's just not going to work in Chicago, especially on the CTA. It's not going to work on the buses. I can't believe, did you say that, like, Mark Cuban signed up for this? Like, No.
He invested in another one of my ideas.
Yeah, and we're trying to get Steve ready to pitch again to Mark Cuban, because that's part of what the deal is. Mark Cuban hears ideas from Steve.
Can I ask Mark a question?
Steve, yeah.
Steve? Oh, yeah.
Well, let Steve ask Mark a question. Okay.
Mark, I mean, what do you say to the person who wants to ride the CTA but wants a premium experience, wants to be treated to a seat on a crowded bus? What do you tell them? If not this product, what do you tell them?
Tough, you know what? I mean, there's no way, you know, like it's not going to work. You're looking at the wrong, I guess, medium for your product. I mean, it's not going to happen on CTA. Like, how is that going to happen?
I don't know.
How are you gonna enforce that?
All right. That's
how
good.
How are you going to enforce it?
I like it. I think Mark makes a good call.
I think that people will enforce it. I think it's obvious.
You're a big fan of the citizen policing, so
and if they don't enforce it, you get your money back. That's fine, but right. You know, why not give people the opportunity?
We're gonna take a break. We come back, we'll wrap up with the calls, wrap up with the download, and wrap up with the frying pan. We're gonna have to have a string of, like, this is the greatest idea ever, or this is a failure.
Steve, it's coming.
The way you
It's download here on WGN. We're talking Steve Gadlin's newest idea, Seat Yay. One last time, explain it, and then we're going rapid fire through the calls.
Yeah, it's a concierge service for the CTA. It's a way for you to reserve a seat for yourself on a bus, and gives you an app to enforce that, kick someone out of their seat so you can have a seat. Makes riding the bus a premium service.
Let's do it. Jim, you're on. What do you think?
Steve, I'm for it. I would make a couple of recommendations, though. I think you're going to have a conductor on the bus, especially in Chicago where there's articulated buses, where there's two sections. Mm-hmm. You know, you can have first class.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, that's a good idea.
Sounds expensive for a startup.
Say it again. Sorry, I lost him. Say it again.
Oh, it sounds expensive for a startup.
Right, so you wouldn't go for it because you were not going to re-outfit the the buses.
Nope.
That was a good Jim. Jim liked it, though. You poo-pooed his idea so quick, and he's actually one of the guys who likes it.
He missed the point, though. That's fine.
All right. Dan, you're on the frying pan. Yay or nay to seat yay?
You know, I'm thinking liking the idea. I invented an Android app myself called Divzio. It's for a winter parking spot marker, and it's along the same lines, and I think we can pool our resources. If Mark Cuban doesn't like the idea, I think I work for Phil Henry Enterprises, and I think that we could really get together and make this thing happen.
There you go. Dan, thank you.
I don't like that whole winter divs parking space thing. I think that's obnoxious and elitist, so I'm not sure that I'd be up for it.
Let's go to Ruth. Ruth!
Hey. Yeah, I don't use frying pans. I use incubators. I think it can be done. You have designated seats on Amtrak, and we have designated parking spaces at Lake County Courthouse. But my idea recommendation is for a better priority, and that would be exercise equipment, especially on buses and trains that
have
non-heavy passenger boarding.
Like a stationary bike, like Derek Rose uses when he wants.
Exactly, or stair steppers, and a belt to belt them in, you know, so they don't fall over or anything like that. And they could charge extra for that. And it can, I have an engineering plan how it could work, too. And you could use some type a system with a computer like you do the Venture Card. An alarm system or some kind of a flashing thing that goes off that someone is using it when accurate, you know. In other words, the person who paid for it gets to use it.
Okay, Ruth, that sounds great. You don't like that idea.
No, I like the alarm, though, kicking people off who aren't obeying the rules. That's great. Keep that part.
Let's go to Bill. Bill, what do you think of the frying pan? Bill?
I think it's a great idea, actually. I think you could push it a bit further and start a website called I Want to Poop on That Bus Seat for You.com.
All right.
So people are into poop on the bus seat, and then no one else will want to sit there.
There you go. See, you got now you got people trying to modify your idea. Chuck!
Yeah.
Chuck, yay or nay on seat yay?
Oh, I would say nay.
Yeah.
I would love to see him test that out, waving around his expensive smartphone on the red line sometimes.
All right, there you go. All right,
well, just for buses, so that scenario wouldn't happen, but that's fine.
Let's go to Patrick. Patrick on the frying pan, yay or nay on CEA?
I'm a bit torn. I mean, it's an interesting concept. I don't see it working on the CTA. I just don't, especially if you try it on, like, the 34 Michigan bus. That just wouldn't fly, but maybe on the Metro.
Yeah, maybe on the Metro. Right. Patrick likes that, the Metro.
No, have you ever seen the riders on the Metro? Look at how they enforce the quiet car rules. That's not a group you want to deal with here. This is for the CTA.
A couple of texts. You must be living in La La Land. It's a cattle drive. Wake up. I like this one a lot. It brings in history. This is Rosa Parks all over again.
I don't know about that. I think that's politicizing this very good business idea, but, you know.
All right, and let's go to Adam. Adam, yay or nay on seat yay?
Hey, this is such a bad idea. I want to fight you because I fight people with bad ideas. You want to fight Steve Gadlin?
Yeah.
You think you're a person that can – why don't you come down to my house and take my seat, huh? I'll fight you.
Okay. Give me your address. I'll wave my app in your face, and I'll take your seat.
All right. All right.
Maybe your wife and kids, too.
See, that's what I'm saying. You can't do that. That was a plant. That was Adam Witt, and I put him on to see what would happen when someone would antagonize you. And you fell for it, hook, line, and sinker.
That's my weak spot. I did.
You went. You not only said, yes, I'll come down there, but you brought in his family. That's not going to work in front of Mark Cuban.
That's why I'm here, though, Justin. Sensei. Right.
Well, hey, Steve Gadlin, I got to say, in the frying pan tonight, you know, I think this might have been a dud. I think you came in with a lot of expectations thinking this was the one. But I don't know. You heard a lot of people online tonight that did not like the idea. So I'm not sure that you got the right idea. But let's do it again next week. You know, I give you 1 week to come up with another idea for the frying pan.
I'll decompress from this, and I'll come back. I'll be better next week.
Steve Gadlin, thank you very much
for being
on the frying pan here on the download. That's going to do it for the show. Coming up next, Patty Vasquez. And tomorrow, Doug Soane's going to be on, so come on back.
There you go. That was Seat Yay on the download as part of the segment, The Frying Pan. So much fun. So angry, the people. And so right, too. You know, you got to hand it to these listeners. They were calling me out on BS just like they were supposed to. They were finding all the holes. So cheers to them. Hey, we had a lot of fun. If you enjoyed this, please listen again. Go back and listen to some old episodes. They're all equally as hilarious and entertaining. And please subscribe and tell your friends and share. You know, we have got just a handful of these left to go. And once they're done, this is just going to sit as a monument to the trick that was the frying pan. So hopefully you can keep spreading the word and share it around so we can all enjoy it together at the same time. And look at this. I did my music right through it again. I got to get longer loops. Anyway, enjoy. Take care. Be well.